She looks up at the ceiling and finds herself remembering the experience of lying more or less happily, or at least pleasantly abstracted, beneath a boyfriend named Donnie. Donnie had been more problematic than most other Case Pollard's boyfriends, and she had come to believe that this had all been signaled in the first place by the fact that he was called Donnie. Donnie was not something, a woman friend had pointed out, that the men they went out with were usually called. Donnie was of Irish-Italian extraction from East Lansing and had both a drinking problem and no visible means of support. But Donnie was also very beautiful and sometimes very funny, though not always intentionally. And Case had gone through a period of finding herself, though she never really planned to, under Donnie, and Donnie's big grin in the none-too-fresh bed in his apartment on Clinton Street, between Rivington and Delancey. But this final and particular time, watching him phrase shift into what she'd learned to recognize as the run-up to one of his ever-reliable orgasms, she'd for some reason stretched her arms above her head, perhaps even luxuriously, her left hand sliding accidentally under the cockroach-colored veneer of the headboard, where it encountered something cold and hard and very precisely made, which she brailed shortly into the square butt of an automatic pistol held there, probably with tape very similar to the tape she'd used here this morning to conceal the hole in her Buzz Rixon's. Donnie, she knew, was left-handed and had so positioned this so that he could reach it conveniently as he lay in bed. Some very basic computational module instantly had completed the simplest of equations. If boyfriend sleeps with gun, Case does not share bed or bod with, now abruptly former, boyfriend. And so she'd lain there, her fingertip against what she assumed was the checkered hardwood of the gun's grip, and watched Donnie take his last ride on that particular pony. But here in Camden Town, in Damien's flat, up a narrow flight of stairs, there is a room. It is the room where she slept on previous visits, and she knows that Damien has now converted it to a home studio where he indulges his passion for mixing. Up there, she wonders now, mightn't there be someone? The someone who somehow got in here in her absence and idly took a look at those Asian sluts. It seems bizarre and impossible, and yet horribly, if barely possible. Or is it all too very possible?